Welcome to your five for today. The Gospel of Luke introduces us to a character called Zacchaeus. As an old Sunday school chorus puts it, "Now Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree for the Saviour he wanted to see." I'd like to think with you about some of the ways in which Zacchaeus could compare to us. Firstly, he was a little man. Now, Zacchaeus may well have considered himself to be big in many ways. Not only did he work for the government, but he was the chief of the tax collectors, and he was rich. But does position, power, or prosperity make someone big? Some may argue that in comparison to others around, that may be so. I think it's quite fitting that Zacchaeus is described as a little man. We may like to think of ourselves as big when compared with people around, but it's far more important to appreciate how God sees us. Soon we discover that we're not so big as once we thought, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Maybe we already know that we're sinners, and wonder if God is really interested in little me. Well, what about Zacchaeus? He lived in Jericho, a cursed city, and had added to his wealth through corruption. Would Jesus be interested in such a man? The answer is a resounding yes. And this is a reminder that even though we are sinners, Christ died for us. Secondly, Zacchaeus was lost. It might have seemed that he was set for life, but something was missing. Whatever ambitions he may have had, or even attained, left a void. And he must have been a very lonely man, because no one wanted anything to do with him. It's possible to be lost without even being aware of it, drifting from one temporary pleasure to another, or from one crisis to another, without realizing where we're headed. Even in the midst of a crowd, we can be lost and lonely. When we become aware of it, it is time to seek the Lord. That's exactly what Zacchaeus did. He was looking for the Saviour. No doubt he'd heard about the Lord Jesus and what he'd done for others. Jesus had given sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf. He'd cured sickness and provided food for over 5,000 people from just 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Just who was this man? He decided to find out. As Jesus approached, Zacchaeus realized that his height would prevent him from seeing over the shoulders of the crowd that constantly surrounded the Lord. Planning ahead, he climbed a tree that would give him a view as Jesus passed by. Imagine his surprise when Jesus stopped, looked up and, calling him by name, asked Zacchaeus to come down. Maybe, like Zacchaeus, we've heard amazing things about the Lord Jesus. His birth, his miracles, his death and resurrection. Maybe we've seen the results of the change he's made in other people's lives, without ever really having stopped to think about who Jesus is. As we look a little further along his pathway, we find another tree that the Lord Jesus came to, the cross on which he suffered and died. When we come to that tree, we too must come down and with humble hearts realize that he died for me. The Lord Jesus described himself as the Son of Man, who had come to seek and to save the lost. If we are anything like Zacchaeus, little, lost, then there's nothing better than to look for the Saviour. Zacchaeus was completely transformed when he met with the Lord Jesus. A change took place inside that showed itself on the outside, for he immediately set out to return what he had stolen with compensation and give to the poor. It's just the same today. When someone is saved, they become a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Thank you for listening.